Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
And I'm Lucy Pohl.
And that's it. Boom, I never thought of that. Somebody just jumps in with their name and they can take over. Hello, Lucy Pohl. Good to see you.
Hello, Keith Malley. Good to see you, my birthday twin.
We are birthday twins. It's coming up. April 15th is our birthdays.
Right. Best day of the year. Best people. Only good people on that day.
I'm going to be 50 years young.
Wow, really?
And
amazing.
And it feels like a high number. But, and it is, I guess, but I certainly don't feel like when I looked at 50 year olds, I don't think, right. Is it a big day for you?
It's not a big day for me. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
But I am getting up there too. I think I need glasses, but I don't like, I think the other day I ordered something in a dark restaurant and right. I wasn't exactly sure of every ingredient in the thing.
I see. The food came and you're like, that's what I got.
I was like, I think I can see most of the words. and I think this is fine. I don't eat meat. I don't think there's meat in here.
Okay.
I'm gonna go. I was like, this one. I was on a date and I was, you know, I bought glasses the other day. I was like on the subway. And I was like, I want to read, and I can still read, but it's like tiring now.
Okay.
And I couldn't do it. I couldn't take them out of my bag. Although they're cute, they're pink. There's a little like glasses case that's pink.
You just got them from like a CVS or something?
Yeah, CVS, yeah.
Does it make, could it make you feel okay because those things are everywhere over the counter? Like anytime you go and you see like, I don't know, diarrhea medicines over the counter and you go, okay, looks like the whole world has this problem today.
No, but diarrhea doesn't mean that you're old. Like a little kid can have diarrhea, but nobody's buying these glasses when they're in their youngin' days.
Yeah.
But I do want to write a short film now about a woman who's getting older and refusing to acknowledge her advancing age, and everything's blurry. And so she goes on like an accidental killing spree. Like she kills all these people accidentally because she can't see anything and refuses to get glasses.
Like who's that cartoon guy where the guy couldn't see and he keeps, you know, he almost kills himself all the time, something like that.
Really?
Yeah, who Mr. Magoo, I'm thinking. It's a cartoon
okay.
You know, he can't see and he walks like, I don't know. He happens
that's
to land
it.
On 2x4s going building the building.
Yes! Mrs. Magoo. I was going to call the short film plus 1.25, but
oh, that's funny.
but Mrs. Magoo is even better. Magoo, because I'm not even married.
Do you have plans like for your birthday or does that bring
up the
number?
Oh, I thought you meant to get married.
To get married.
No, it doesn't bring up the number, and no, I don't have plans. I will make plans, but not yet. Do you?
I know I'm going to get pussy. One. That's important, but it keeps me young.
How?
But how?
Are you going to a brothel?
I'll do whatever it takes, but it's getting done. It's getting done. With Keith and the girl. I was talking yesterday about going to jury duty, and they didn't take me. They didn't even look at me. It's a random drawing at first. Everybody else gets to go home. Everybody started clapping like, yay, don't have to go back to work. I wanted to change somebody's life, but I have to act like, yeah, hey, great, everybody, right? I'm not an eager weirdo for justice. You've been a citizen for about 2 years now, right?
Yes. It is my big, big dream to be selected.
So you've never been picked because...
No, I was never eligible.
That's what I mean.
But I don't even know when are they going to contact me. I'm so ready. I want this so bad. This is my big American dream. I only wanted to become a citizen to do jury duty. I swear. I've been telling people this for a long time.
Do you think you'd be able to be calm like when they're trying to pick you? Like, first of all, guilty.
Calm?
I mean, I didn't hear the case
Hello?
Yet.
Have you ever met me? I've never been calm in my life. If I'm calm, there's something very wrong with me.
I thought they'd at least ask me questions. I'd get to the question phase.
Why do you have to be calm?
I don't think you could be horny about it thinking you're going to do a stand-up show. I brought pen and paper and it says chapter one. All right, let's go.
No, in that sense, I think I could. I could. I could.
I'll yawn.
Play cool.
Triple murder? Okay. I don't know. I live in New York. Who cares?
I'd be like, I'm not biased against anyone. Look at me.
Right. Oh, kid diddling? I have to hear all the facts. You didn't even raise my eyebrows. But I got this. I got a certificate that says they don't want me for 6 years.
And most importantly, you got the letter. Got the letter. But you have to be registered, don't you?
You have to. I
to vote.
Do you?
I think. I mean, I registered only for that purpose because I feel the registering here in this country, it's very aggressive. It's very hostile because you have to pick a party to register with.
Yes.
I didn't know that. What the fuck is that? That's fucked up.
You can go independent, but that's still then you miss picking. Out as you're going. It's still picking. If you haven't made a choice, you still have made a choice. Yeah.
I thought it's anonymous. What the fuck? That's not anonymous at all.
Yeah, I guess selective service is the same as signing up to voting, which is the same as jury duty, I assume. And I kept getting the letters to write back and say, hey, it's me. I'll do jury duty. But I never did. I just acted like it got lost. And then today I did. And now I'm not eligible for 6 years.
Wait, because they sent you home?
Yes.
You're not eligible for 6 years? Right. That's so long.
It's a punishment. I got sentenced.
Wow, you got sentenced.
Yeah.
You did. You were banned. You were exiled.
Yeah. Everybody's clapping. Yeah.
That's medieval.
And then they're like, you know what? You've only been here 2 hours, but, you know, people think you'll be here till 5 p.m. So if you don't want to go back to work, you don't have to. I'm like, I know, but my boss overheard what you just said.
You missed a trick there, though, because you could have created a huge scene and then the headline would have been stand-up comedian refuses to leave. Jury duty.
Right. I'm a veteran. I'm important. Right.
Stand-up comedian forces other jurors to watch his 5-minute set.
I'm waiting. I'm in the waiting area. In New York City, it's huge. It feels like there's hundreds of people waiting. I'm sitting up straight as if the clerk there has something to do with the jury. Everybody else is just drooling. They're passed out. You know, they're hungover. They're asleep. They're working on their phones. It's, you know, I'm like, they'll look around and see these people aren't into it.
That was your mistake, man.
Yeah, I know. I know.
You should have been smoking that crack pipe.
So this is going good so far. I don't miss kind of too much. How you doing?
Oh, you can't ask me that. I'm a feminist.
she's
Hemda who?
Thank you.
No, I love Hemda.
Of course. She's in Vietnam.
What is she up to?
She's in Vietnam right now.
Wow, drinking snake blood?
Well, it's funny you say that because I just happened to see a story here about a Vietnam man who had a 12-inch eel slide into his asshole while he was in the... There are some countries we don't got to go to too much,
the best
right?
part of that story is that you called him a Vietnam man. What the fuck?
Well, I did. You know, I still remember what they were up to. They were up to sharing things with their neighbors, and we don't need that business here.
Yeah.
A Vietnamese man had a live eel surgically removed from his abdomen. The doctors believe it slid up his anus.
Hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Doctors believe the sea creature entered the man's body through his anus and slid through his colon, 12 inches long.
Well, I'm sure it was only 10 in reality.
He's like, if I shave my ass hairs, it looks like.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I mean, you know, they love eel over there.
It doesn't say how he got it, though. Like, you think it's like, how's their light bulb up your ass? I didn't even notice.
There's an app for that.
The eel was found after doctors performed an ultrasound and x-ray, which showed a foreign object was inside the man's digestive tract. I remember, I forget what other country there was some time ago where this guy like peed and some kind of bug like swam up the urine and into his dick and started laying eggs or whatever the fuck. And if I'm like in the woods, wherever, if I pee, I break the stream off every so often. Like, fuck you, bug. Nope.
Doesn't that really put things into perspective? Like, there are people that have been randomly selected to get, like, bit in the ass on the toilet by a rat. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
And then you really feel good about your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Compared to that.
I guess missing out on the jury duty isn't the worst thing. The Dad Emails book, Lucy Pohl is part of it.
Woo!
Very Ooh. Sexy. It's about catfishing my dad after my dad hit on my ex-wife. My ex-wife said, what's this email? And I go, can I pretend to be you? And my ex-wife says, can you just get out of my fucking life already, these Mallies? your episode 14 in this book, kind of how I call them chapters, and it was called Just Ask. Hmm. And it was from the episode you were on, 3107, Lying Colors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And I think that was your idea, because my dad kept saying how he would take different tests for different jobs, and he would always pass with flying colors.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he went to the chapter right before you talks about he saw the head of the treasury was somehow in the area he was at. What the fuck does that mean, head of the treasury? The pyramid was in, and he had a talk with him. And the treasury guy gave him some kind of test, and he passed the test with flying colors. And he was going to be the head of the treasury. I think it was going to be the In God We Trust. And then Ronald Reagan stopped civilians from having government jobs, and it ruined everything.
Of course.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that. He's going to be head of treasury. He worked at Wendy's, and he got fired because he didn't make the sandwiches fast enough. But he didn't say that. He just said they couldn't keep their promises, so I had to quit. It's like, what's the promise? You work, they pay you. That's a fucking promise. It's some promises. But he said that when he made the sandwiches, that people came up to the counter and said, who made this sandwich? Is it edible? Because it looks just like the picture. I've never seen a sandwich so good. He said he had a name tag that said Mr. Mally, and he said people went, Mr. Mally, who did it? And then they'd see the name tag go, Mr. Mally, this is the greatest sandwich I've ever had. Aww. Like, what the fuck is happening? Okay. Then they fired you, but get a job anywhere. And they'll write on the sign, the daddy sandwich king is here. You know? You'll be a big fucking deal.
You got to give it to people, though, for that type of imagination.
Your imagination can't go that wild, or we start realizing none of this is true.
I mean, and so?
Right.
So what? I mean, yes, for the kids it sucks. But.
Sure, for the five of us.
You got a book out of it, Keith.
Oh, yeah, no, sure. I mean, when we got you to know? This point, yeah. One fine day, I'm reading, I tracked down the head of the U.S. Treasury Department when he was attending a meeting in eastern Pennsylvania. The fucking department. To make a long story short, okay.
No, don't make a long story short. We want the long story.
I passed all the interviews with flying colors. Mm-hmm. Passed all the written tests with flying colors.
Of course.
Passed all the background checks with flying colors.
Obviously.
I passed all the interviews with flying colors. What did Ronald Reagan do? He puts a freeze on all federal hiring. Literally the day before I was to start my new job. Oh, no.
So good.
That's too bad.
So good.
And then the show you were on.
Yeah.
He brought up, he said, so me being my fake ex, Kat writes him, hey, you mentioned the song Cats in the Cradle. You think that somehow has anything to do with your life, trying to make being a loser romantic. And she said, you know, there's a remake by this band, Ugly Kid Joe. And then he fucked up and wrote to me and said, oh, I didn't know there was a remake. And I go, oh, I don't. We didn't talk about a remake. And he's like, somebody. But then he goes, I originally thought that it was from somebody else, but I guess that it had to have been him. Oh, this guy that redid the song. The person to whom I was communicating with, now that he knows
I remember this.
Had told me there was a recent remake of it. I know nothing about that. So I said, who's the person you're communicating with about Cats in the Cradle? I'd love to hear how that came up. You're such an exciting mystery. And he said, thanks. You should have known this person I trust very well for 3 years, and I guess at least quite well for much longer. We were together 8 years, so I don't know what these numbers mean. I do not think that you knew that person anywhere near as well as you thought you did before you got married. So Fake Cat is already hitting on him, and my dad, who certainly wouldn't want me to know this is going on, can't help himself but tease that he's talking to my ex-wife. I'm glad for your sake that you have moved on, even though at that time that may not have been your choice. God works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform.
Oh my goodness.
This is some book you're part of, Lucy, you sick bitch. This is crazy.
Wait, does your dad know about the book?
Not only does he know about the book, I sent the book to him and I paid extra so that he'd have to sign for it. He did sign for it. And it says, to dad, we finally worked together. Yay.
And he didn't know about the emails till then?
He knew about, I sent him a PDF and said, whatever you write, I'll put at the end of this book. But and he wrote, I'll go to the last page real quick.
Yeah, please.
And I think I would have put whatever he wrote. I love all my children. Some I respect a whole lot more than others. Keith's father.
No.
Yeah, but he did it so fast. I know he didn't read the book, but you know he got the gist. But now that you have a physical book that you signed for, and you're on the cover whacking off to a computer with Ugly Kid Joe mascot on the cross on the wall. That's a book you're going to look at. No, he has not contacted me at all.
At all?
No, he knows it's going to be a third book. I think he gets. I don't give a shit.
But that's pretty priceless what he wrote. I think that's really good.
He got me.
Yeah, no, not even, but it's not about he got you. It's on brand.
Right.
And you know, one thing, in his lies, he still can't lie. I think that's fascinating. Right. It's his truth. It's his truth.
Well,
isn't
know what?
That crazy?
It is crazy. He's one of these people that, you know, the people that start new email threads so that you forget what they emailed you before? that's my dad. Like, it's like, dad, this is getting to be, you know, obviously you're full of shit. And then he starts a whole new email thread. That's why I like this book so much, that you can go, wait a second, and flip back two physical pages and go, no, this is what you said.
I know, but I believe that because that's how it works for him. He forgets. He puts it away once he wants to.
I think each time it happens, he knows he's lying, but then puts it away and then convinces himself of something totally different. So he does know why he's getting rid of these emails.
Yeah, probably. I mean, probably. But it's just fascinating how, you know, somebody else's truth is still their truth.
But when you see
still
the book,
to them.
So. So I do get that. I get that he's convincing himself that I'm just an asshole. But what do you do when you see? When this book comes to you and you're looking at it literally in black and white, not one email missing, punctuation exactly as written, did I have AI make it? Like, all these emails sound like you would have written them. What do you do at that point? I'm not saying I wanted his jaw to drop and be like, yeah, you got me good. But what does he think when he sees this if he was lying to himself?
He doesn't think he did anything wrong.
Okay.
Because in his mind, he didn't, because he wasn't lying to you. Had you ever asked him straight out?
That's in this book too. It's like, I forget who said it. So, you know, maybe it was even you, but it's like, just ask if I'm trying to bang your ex-wife. I would have answered you. Just ask.
Yes. And that's what I was about to say. If you would have asked him, he would have probably said yes. Or he would have made up some weird story, but he, in his mind, he wasn't lying. He wasn't doing anything wrong.
Here it is. If you ask me, do I partake in whacking off to your ex-wife? I will tell you. Just ask.
He said that?
No. That's me guessing he would say that.
Yeah, exactly. He would say that.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, it's fascinating.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned he got his bachelor's in evasive communication. He got an F in some church class. And he brought that up to brag into some priest course. And then he bragged that he got flying colors, literally, he says, passed flying colors, all the other courses. And so everything worked out okay. If you get an F in a seminary, you point this out, God doesn't want you.
I said that?
You said that, yeah.
Wow.
That should be a fucking clip. All right, the Dad Emails book, pick it up, keithandthegirl.com/dadbook. We're pretty proud of it over here. Let's get to some news. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. named his vice president.
Yes.
Nicole Shanahan.
38.
38 years young, this Shanahan. If you're friends with this person, do you have to pretend it's great news? Like, fuck yeah, that's great. Good for you. We'll see you there. You're still fighting to get on the ballots in all 50 states.
People like that don't have friends.
Right. And then it's funny to me that Robert Kennedy's wife is Cheryl Hines from Curb Your Enthusiasm. And then I picture the circles she hangs around with. And
does, wait, she is?
Yeah. And so does Larry David, like, oh, so I see your husband found the VP. Larry, don't. Don't even start,
Larry. Is
that
true?
That's absolutely true. That. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. I think he said something sometime even before this Israeli-Gaza conflict. He said something like anti-Jewish, and she jumped in on social media saying how out of line he was. And I'm like, how do you guys fuck?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wait, he killed Richard Lewis?
He killed Richard Lewis.
As revenge for Gaza? What the fuck?
Retweet. Donald Trump is selling his version of the Bible. It's called the USA Bible. And he's got to pay for all these, you know, things he has to pay for now. So for $60, you can buy his Bible.
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, now you know. That's why we do the news. God Bless the USA Bible is the name of it. $59.99. Happy Holy Week, he wrote on Truth Social. Let's make America pray again. Have you seen them in interviews, by the way? People go, hey, we're a religious show. I've seen them on religious shows, I mean. And they say, we're a religious show. We're not trying to give you a gotcha question, but you know, what's like a great story in the Bible that you like? You're saying it's your favorite book. What's like a verse that inspires you? And he goes, you know what? Personal preferences. I don't really want to get into that.
He's like, the one about tailgating,
right?
And thou shalt eat nachos.
You can't even say John 3:16. You're that clueless about this weird lie that you didn't prepare for anyway. Like, prepare. You had time. Happy Holy Week. Let's make America pray again. As we lead into Good Friday and Easter, by the way, happy Good Friday. I encourage you to get a copy of the God Bless the USA Bible. This is the only Bible endorsed by President Trump. What?
He did not say
yes.
That.
Yeah, that's it's on the website. Yes.
This how is do you even... How do you even make a joke about that? Right. That's the whole joke is that.
I endorsed the Bible.
What the fuck?
The Trump-endorsed Bible also features a copy of the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, the Pledge, God Bless America, nobody else, the Pledge of Allegiance, and a handwritten chorus to God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood. You know, I gladly stand up next to you. The 45th president has maintained that the Bible is his favorite book.
And also $10 off of a baked ham at Wegmans.
What's your favorite verse? I play Wordle, the New York Times game. And,
okay, well, you're smart.
Well, I don't know. Sometimes it takes too long. But I sometimes, like, they gave a word the other day, Sally. And I'm like, that's not a word.
That's a name.
And then I heard people go, there's Sally Forth. I'm like, I think that's a cartoon strip, A. B, you had to add things to the word. You know, A, I'm going to pick up some groceries and Sally on over to the clerk. This is some bullshit.
That's some bullshit.
Now I wonder, when Trump shits on the New York Times, if he really meant the games. Because that would make sense to me.
He doesn't get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he doesn't get it. Wordle died with my last relationship for me.
Oh, yeah? You did it together?
We used to play Wordle. Oh, my God, I should have known, like, in bed, I should have known that this right. was not
We could fuck
thing.
Or play Wordle.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Oh, my God, yeah.
I know, honey, but I think there's two T's, and I got to figure it out. you see about this Sean Puffy Diddy Combs. Sex trafficking seems like the real deal. Some time ago, somebody sued him for rape, and he paid it off. We don't know how much behind the scenes. And then other women said, oh, okay, you know, somebody had to be brave. Well, here's proof that it happened to me too. And now, you know, he can't keep paying. So now he's denying anything happened, even though he did pay once. because the women are so detailed with what happened to them, the feds came in and came to two of his SWAT teams, came to two of his houses. Let's see. The unprecedented ambush, says the lawyer for Mr. Combs, paired with an advanced coordinated media presence, leads to a premature rush of judgment to Mr. Combs and is nothing more than a witch hunt based on meritless accusations made in civil lawsuits. I think you got to be careful calling things witch hunts anymore because of Trump. you know, he kind of changed that whole meeting. I'm able to hear my landlord through the door sometimes in my apartment, and I heard that he was watching something talking about Puff Daddy, and I wanted to yell like, "What channel?" Like Office Space or something. I want to say I hear every conversation, and that you're a fan of the show Taxi. But what channel is this Puff Daddy news on? It sounds interesting.
I love that. A witch hunt. That's so funny.
Federal officials were acting on specific allegations of sex trafficking when they raided two of Sean Diddy Combs' homes. They say his alleged victims have not been holding back during interviews, says the police. The case has been active for several weeks as authorities investigate a range of allegations against the 54-year-old rapper and mogul. We believe that there is a disturbing history of sex trafficking. We are responding to concrete, detailed, explicit allegations. He's going to have to change his name again. This is not random.
He's going to have to change it to R. Kelly this time. Oh!
Diddy sounds like did it. Yeah, true. This is not random. We didn't choose his name out of a hat. He had allegations that we're following up on. The public first became aware of the allegations against Diddy when his ex-girlfriend, Casey Ventura, filed a federal civil lawsuit against him in November. The case was settled out of court the next day. We're at the end of March now, of course, but has been followed by three further lawsuits alleging sexual assault, all of which Diddy has strongly denied. He's not been charged right now with any crime or wrongdoing, so he's walking around.
But Diddy also sounds like titty, and then P, not a good
hello, hello. Nope. Los Angeles and Miami were the two houses. They confiscated hard drives, phones, and other evidence. Officers said, we're looking for photos, emails, texts, itineraries, hopefully names. There are specific communications that we're aware of that we will be able to access on the electronics.
Yeah, you got it, fucking. The person going through those is going to have a fun time.
Yes. How do you get chosen for that?
Yeah, I want to get chosen for that,
probably
too.
Probably get sent home. Three women and one man are suing Diddy in civil courts.
One man?
One man, but I don't know the details. That's a funny thing about victims.
That's the Vietnamese man. Right. The eel.
Says the cops. they may be reluctant to speak at first, victims, but once they start talking, they talk. They talk a lot. You can't shut these bitches up.
Who says that? We're getting
the FBI. We're getting a lot of cooperation from a lot of people who want to see him brought to justice. Diddy was stopped from boarding a private jet out of the U.S. on Monday and is believed to have remained in Florida since. Despite the raids attracting a great deal of attention, he remains a free man.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
Well, let's see what happens.
You know, we find out he shot Biggie Smalls.
The other day, you know, I said that jury duty. I mean, I was so excited. I was hoping I'd get the case of the boat versus the bridge.
Wait, you said that Puffy shot Biggie?
Blah blah blah. You saw the video of that boat in Baltimore that crashed into the bridge?
Of course,
1.6 mile bridge.
Yeah, wild.
Yep. It's fucking. I know you hit a structure that was holding it up, but Jesus, that thing fell fast.
I know. What the fuck is that? This doesn't make no sense.
The bodies of two of the six construction workers who died after a cargo ship hit a pillar of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge has been recovered. Search efforts have been paused for the other four workers who are presumed dead. So are you checking on my husband? We're taking a pause right now. Yeah. Okay, so it sounds like they're dead then.
Gross.
We're just taking a pause. A pilot radioed for help from tugboats about 1:26 a.m., just about 3 minutes before the ship hit the bridge. I also read like a cop got the SOS warning and stopped traffic just in time. So, wow, there were some cars and some workers. It could have been much worse, it sounds like.
Right. And we've got Pete Buttigieg on the case.
Hello. He's focused.
Finally, it's his time to shine.
He's focused on airplanes. He's like, how much transportation is there?
Yeah. He's like, I didn't know there was this much transportation when I said yes to this.
I have some news from my my hometown. This is Somerset County, Pennsylvania. I was born in Somerset County. This is Conemaugh Township. I was in Somerset. Somerset, we know, so I know of Conemaugh, but a fifth grader daughter brought home a school assignment that really confused the parents. These fifth graders had to pretend to be a white master looking to buy a slave.
No.
And I'm from Somerset. This is, everybody's white. They had to pretend they were buying slaves, and what qualities were they looking for? Do a job description. What would you have a slave for? What would the living quarters be like? Any additional ideas? Make it your own. On Thursday morning, we got an assignment in our daughter's schoolwork folder, and it was basically a colored-in worksheet that was titled Auctions, Winning to the Highest Bidder, and it was an assignment wherein fifth graders were supposed to portray slave masters and identify what qualifications they wanted in their slave.
Maybe it was a way to find out which parents were racist. Right. Like, whoever did the assignment.
Right, right. You know? Not complain. Yeah, exactly. I am complaining about the assignment. Of course you are. You're
a parent.
Of course,
thank you. Yeah, your kid gets to stay.
The assignment asked the students to draw and describe the living quarters as well as various scenarios that would occur on a plantation. They say their daughter lost points when she wrote that she would treat the slaves nicely. The teacher's like, well, you'd be surprised when the time comes.
Oh my God.
I don't think that we should be teaching our fifth graders or putting them in the frame of mind of what it's like to own another human being or what qualifications hypothetically you would want in them. And I question the educational value of the assignment, because if we're asking our students to pretend to be slave masters or anything like that, why are we giving them points off if they say they'd treat a slave with empathy? That seems to suggest that there's a certain type of response that's correct and incorrect. The parents say they contacted the teacher and principal, but they say the school officials were initially unwilling to remove the assignment or apologize. Then they went to social media, Reddit went a little fucking nuts with over 1,000 comments, and then the school goes, I see, maybe it was out of line.
Wow.
Maybe.
Wow.
The superintendent of Conemaugh Township School District says the assignment was intended to help students to comprehend slavery, but a different approach could have been taken. But tell me what that would have been then, if you learned your lesson, that we should have done a different approach. Okay, what is it?
Yeah.
The assignment has been eliminated from the class, they said, and the district deeply apologizes to all who were offended by the assignment. The matter is otherwise being handled internally, so don't worry about it. We're handling it.
Internally?
Yeah. And measures are being taken to ensure that an unfortunate event like this doesn't happen again.
Internally, the KKK is handling this internally, so right. Don't you worry, everybody. We're having a meeting about it where we're gonna burn some shit, right. If you know what I mean.
Get your kid out of there, Jesus. If they thought that this was okay in fifth grade, I don't even trust them to teach math properly.
This is in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, Pennsylvania.
I would rather have P. Diddy teach my kids. That's fucked up.
This is some thing. And a quick story here about a guy that's been charged. Let's see. Oh, his name is D's Nuts. No joke. His legal name is D's Nuts.
This is America. So
this is in Green Bay, Wisconsin. 42-year-old D's Nuts, Kroll, typhonated D's Nuts, was arrested following an incident involving a gun. I thought it'd be indecent exposure, but okay.
Yeah.
Officers were sent to a reported disturbance. When officers got to the scene, two people were brought to a squad car and placed in the back. Additionally, officers took Kroll into custody. He was reportedly standing outside with no shirt on. The complaint says that these nuts appeared to be highly intoxicated. But I picture the news anchors, they just love, finally they can say these nuts. And they keep using the guy's first name when they usually just use somebody's last name. I remember when, like, Old Dirty Bastard was arrested for, I don't know, welfare fraud or whatever.
Rest in peace.
The news couldn't get enough of it. Like, and they have Old Dirty Bastard, that's his legal name. We got to say what his name is, has been. These nuts appeared to be highly intoxicated, but he did follow officers' commands. It is also mentioned that authorities identified him by his Wisconsin ID card, which indeed says D's Nuts, Kroll. The two people who were originally brought to a squad car said they were arguing with Kroll over the phone around 8 p.m. About 2 hours later, at 10 p.m., they found the door of the residence was locked. One person said that Kroll opened the door and punched him with a closed fist in the shoulder.
In the shoulder?
Mm. At one point, Kroll allegedly got a gun. This is the thing with gun control. Can we just all admit if your name is These Nuts, no gun for you.
No, free gun for you.
Authorities later took the gun into evidence and found it to be a CO2 BB gun. Throughout the official complaint, Kroll is referred to as These Nuts, and These Nuts is charged with battery and disorderly conduct, use of a dangerous weapon. Let people change their names, but then look into them. If you called yourself These Nuts, you really are trouble. You're not just a fun fucking guy.
Who says his parents didn't call him These Nuts?
Well, nature or nurture, either way, it's not going to end up good.
Right. But I feel like, that is part of the freedom in this country, and that comes with it. These Nuts comes with the freedom.
You see these people, they're always arrested, but they're wearing a t-shirt that says, fuck the cops, or I love crime. Yes. Just look into these people. You don't have to let it be known. I'm not saying swat their house, but I'm saying check their phone records.
These Nuts. I kind of want to call my imaginary children These and Nuts.
That's the only reason
nuts.
You want children.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, everybody, here's what you want to do. You want to get the Dad Emails book. Very happy about it. Lucy's hilarious ASAP. In it. KeithandTheGirl.com/dadbook. You'll see it right there, along with my first book, The Great American Novel. And you want to download the podcast, Immigrant Jam.
Yes, download it, goddammit.
This is Lucy's podcast. And again, Lucy's fantastic.
Maybe I'll have These Nuts on one day.
Hello. Well, he's busy right now, it seems. Well, let me say this. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I don't know if you're using a filter on your camera, but you look good. I wouldn't be too worried. All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And that's everything. Thanks a lot for listening. We'll talk to you next week.